Welcome to the Morning Show blog. So in case you missed it this week, we were talking about all those car games that you played when you were a kid and how maybe it's time to bring those back and maybe ask our kids to put down the devices for just a little while. Jeff and I did a road trip. Jeff's my husband. And what we did just yesterday, we played the cow game. If you've never played the cow game, you count up all the cows on your side of the row. Now, not each and every cow in the field, but if you go by a cow field, you get 1 point. If you pass by horses, you get 2 points for that. So you just keep going and going and adding those up. Unless you pass a cemetery, then all your cows and all your horses are no longer. Let's just put it that way. And you start over at zero. So it's a super fun game. Kids really, really like it. There's also the hawk game. Just whoever sees the hawk first gets a point, add them up, and eventually you'll get a winner. And we loved hearing from you this week, too.
Good morning. I was just listening to you guys on my way to work this morning, and I thought I'd call in and give you guys an idea for a road trip game.
Absolutely. We are making a list. What you got?
Okay. So this might be more for a teenager.
That's okay. We need that.
The younger kids. Trying to guess what kind of car you see on the highway coming like the other direction. Like you see a vehicle coming and it's a Ford pickup truck.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, what kind of truck is that? It's a Ford or it's a Dodge or whatever.
You got to guess the make and model.
And then when it comes right by you, you go, oh, you were right or no.
Yes, exactly.
And you know what? That's a hard one because is it just me, but so many of the SUVs, they all look alike.
They do, which is why I think it's a little more challenging, and it might be something since the teenagers are getting closer to actually driving themselves.
They're taking notice.
I feel like that would be a really good dad game to challenge dad because guys are such car guys. Like my dad, for example, is such a car guy owning auto shops. He can tell a car coming a half mile away just by the headlights. Oh, that's a 1962 Ford.
I don't know how you guys do that.
That's a late 1962.
My husband can do that with semi truck.
Oh my goodness.
See, that's a quiz dad kind of game.
Wow.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's something that my husband and I do for fun when we're on a road trip, though.
That is so fun. It's so fun to keep your mind rolling when you're rolling.
Bada boom.
I didn't mean that. What's your name?
My name is Tanya.
Tanya, thank you so much. That was a really good one. Never heard of that one. Appreciate
Thanks,
you
Tanya.
Calling.
Have a great day.
Yeah, enjoy your work day, okay?
You too, guys. Thanks.
Take the names of each of the people that are in your cars and find a restaurant or something that has their name.
Like Katie's Diner.
I love that because it kind of forces the kids to pay attention to what's outside.
Right.
And pay attention to the trip itself and not just focus on a screen in the car.
Good morning. It's Jeremiah and Katie. Got a car game for us?
How about the ABC game?
Okay, tell us your rules real quick. What are they?
Oh, if you have a car full of kids, you have them look for A first, and when they spot it, they point out, and they go to B, and then to C, and so on all the way through the end. Car drives go a lot.
Keeps them busy in a good way. That is super good. I love
and
that.
Teaches them their up.
It sure does. That's great. What's your name?
Alan.
Alan, thank you. That's a good one. We'll pass it along, too.